evening. The question was, what whether there is a God? And if so, can we see Him? And from what level? And for that purpose it was decided, we came to the conclusion that there is a God, and He can be seen too, in His aspect which came into expression or into action. And with what eyes? That was the inner eye, not the eye of flesh or bones. That was the single eye or the third eye or the latent eye, which is within each one of us, whether we have got eyes on our face or not, that makes no difference. Even the blind man has that eye within. And truly blind is one, as Guru Nanak puts it, they are not blind who have got no eyes on their face, but truly blind is he whose inner eye is closed, is not opened to see the light of God. So he had references from the different scriptures to prove all that, that there is a God. There are masters who testify that they have seen God, and they have also referred that with what eyes they have seen God from different masters that was put to you. So further on it was further explained to you, naturally who see, with their company we will also be able to see. This is just like some men are sitting, sleeping. Say hundreds of men are there who are fast asleep. And then one awakened man there. Well, he can awake those who are asleep. If he is also asleep, then who is going to wake up anybody? We are all asleep. How? Our souls are under the control of mind, and mind is under the control of the outgoing faculties. And through the outgoing faculties, our attention is just engrossed in the enjoyment of the outer pleasures of senses, so much so that we are just awake outside and we are asleep towards our own self. We know little or nothing. So when all masters come, they say, "Oh man, wake up." Vedas say so, awake, arise, and stop not until the goal is reached. These very words, Kabir says, "O soul, wake up, now the day has arisen, the day of having mind body in which you can arise, you can awake. If you are not going to awake while having the mind body, when are you going to awake?" Similarly, other masters say so. They look from the level that we are awake outside and asleep within. So just then the awakened man can shake us up and awake, speaking loudly. So if there is even one man, there are hundreds sleeping around him, we will say this is the company of an awakened man. He will be able to awaken all others who are around him. So master is one who has awakened to his own self and sees God as I see you, as you see me, and even more clearly than that. I gave you references from the various masters, great sages who came in the past to prove that thing. So first of all, the necessity is coming in contact with somebody who is awakened, who has realized God, who sees God. Son knows the Father and others whom the Son reveals. So all masters tell us like that. The Hindu scriptures tell us that even the Kabir, the great saint of India, the Lord Krishna had a guru, had a master. Nitya referred to it. He went to the English Rishi, who gave him contact with the God in ancient power. The word Adinam, that God into expression power is called world. Lord Rama had his own guru, Vasishtha. So all of this is a general rule. Man's teacher is a man, the one who has dwelt that way. If you would like to be a doctor, you would have to sit by someone who has just known the system of man's body, how it is distorted, how diseases arise, how those diseases can be removed. He has seen the system by anatomy. So you can become a doctor only when you sit at the feet of a doctor who is well versed in the system, man-body system. Even in the presence of the so many medical books already existing, because that is a matter of anatomy. Similarly, we need somebody who is awakened. And how you are awakened? When your soul is liberated from mind and matter and outgoing faculties, you awake inside by rising above senses. So such a person, he is a man like us, with two eyes, with two hands and two feet, seeing, drinking water, eating food, earning a livelihood, of course. But he has dwelt in that way, which is of knowing oneself by liberating our mind, our soul from the, what you say, bondage of mind and matter. So call him by any man you like. He has the competency to rise above body consciousness at will and can traverse into the beyond at will. We are not. We say so that this is my body, this is my watch. You can put it off the watch any moment you like, but you cannot put it off your body. Shake it out. Of course, at the time of death, we do leave the body. But now, we cannot. The Master say, all right, well, if this is possible, you now learn to leave the body. When you leave the body, you see everything in this right perspective. We are now, as it were, going on the grand delusion, because body is made of atoms which are always changing. Similarly, the atoms of all universe are changing at the same speed, because we are identified with them. We appear, all these things appear to be stationary. The Master tells us the need is to come in contact with somebody who knows the way, and also is competent to put us on the way. Simply lecturing won't do. If a man comes to you, he gives a talk on the principles of business, very wonderful talk he gives. Quite appreciative and informative too. But the poor fellows to whom he gives that talk, they have got no money. If the speaker can give some money, some capital to the people around him, then his talk will carry something. And moreover, you will find, even by reading scriptures, you cannot have the right import thereof unless you have lived that thing, experienced that thing. When you talk from experience, you talk with authority. When you read from scriptures, on the authority of scriptures, etc., you are at times in doubt, not very clear. In 1955, when I came here to the United States, people asked me, the way you express the truth seems to be so simple, why it is made so hard to understand? So I told them the very clear thing, that those who have had no first-hand experience of the truth, they were beating about the bush, not knowing where to lay hands out. Who sees, he says, when it is so. I have seen it, and you have a city. And there is no doubt left. The man testifies himself that that is so. When he sees clearly, there is no question or doubt remains. So such like person is required who knows himself first. Our soul has got, as I explained to you in the evening talk, great power. And if it becomes a mouthpiece of God, then all God's power is working through him. So, scriptures tell us God-man is the mouthpiece of God. They do not speak at the level of intellect, but they speak, holy men of God speak as they are moved by the Holy Ghost. Emerson puts it, those thoughts which come to us without thinking, they're always perfect. So that is the difference between an average intellectual man and a man who is inspired. So we want such like people who have seen God, who have experienced of God, who can analyze themselves for mind and all good faculties, who has known himself and knows the controlling power that is keeping him in the body, and also the same power which is controlling all the universe. The difference between the two, an average man and a man with development that way, is that he, while living in the world, when he wants, he can rise above body consciousness. When one should know how to rise above body consciousness, naturally, your angle of vision is changed. You see this body we are not. In all positions also, we have to leave when the body is left. So his seeing, angle of seeing is changed altogether. He may be rich, he may be poor, he may be learned, he may be unlearned. He sees from a different angle of vision. Because he has seen and experienced that we have to leave the body. Hitherto we have been hearing all these things. So first thing required is to meet somebody who knows. I give you one example again. Suppose you have to go to a foreign country. What you do? You take up directories to know where to go. If you land in a country where you do not know the language of that country, what will you do, where will you have to stay, all these things. But in the meantime, you are just consulting the directories. A man comes up, your dear friend, you are so anxious to go outside, you want a certain information, where will you go, how will you be helped. And here's a man who has come from that very country to which you want to go. What will you do then? You simply go directly and run up to the man who has returned from that country. Well, he asks him, what is that, what is not that? He says, he has seen. What man sees, he says, that carries more conviction, clear cut in his statements. And if he said, my dear friend, I am also going back next week, how jolly you will feel. Well, similarly, we have to leave this man body, along with it all the world over. His body does not go along with us. Now it is the first companion we have got to enter the world. The man who leaves, well, all right, sit down please, I will accompany you. And masters, the scripture defined the qualification of a master as one who can guide you hereto, who can give you a lift from by raising your soul above the body consciousness and the senses, and also who is able to guide you in the world beyond. That's the qualification of a master. To give lecture, anybody can do it. But how to rise above body conscious, how many there are who can give you first an experience of that? And what to speak, why we are afraid of that, you see? Because we do not know how to leave the body. And we have to leave the body. There is no question of religion now. No question to what country you belong. It is a man problem. So you need somebody like that. Now, what? Now you know who, what qualification such a man is required to have. Those you have seen have experience of the beyond, they have explained very clear cut things. Those you have got any doubt, they will say, all right, please have a sitting, you will have it. And you will find him a counselor in the physical world and also in the beyond. That is where all masters lay great stress to come to a true master. World master means that a true world is added to it to differentiate with the soul and so-called masters abounding in the world, I would say. Very few people you'll find who follows. But there are many masters who guide you. In each street you might find a man. Now the question arises, as I told you last evening, that what is spirituality? There are masters and masters of various subjects. Spirituality means who you are, what you are, what is your connection with the man body. What is connection with the over self, God, and what connection is with the all world over? This is a matter of pure self-analysis, knowing oneself and knowing God. It is no spiritualism, no spiritism, no hypnotism, no mesmerism. This is conscious self-analysis, rising above body consciousness, and traverse into the beyond. What the masters, such like masters, give us, teach us. They tell us, well, the God who you want to meet is already the very soul of your soul. The very controlling power keeping you in the body. You see? First, you have to withdraw from outside all your attention and enter this laboratory of the man body. This is the teaching, first, what he gives. And what we do, we simply want to meet him by referring or doing practices concerning with the outgoing faculties. As I told you, kingdom of God cannot be had by observation, but as it is within you. If you would like to find him, you will have to enter within. The first thing is required to withdraw from outside within you. Any man who does not know, purity of life, cannot enter it. Who is given up, just engrossed by habit, and habit has turned into nature, so much so that you cannot live without the outside enjoyments, naturally such man, it is hard for him to enter this man body. The first thing is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They should have a life of continuous control over the outgoing faculties. If you like to have control one sense only and let loose other senses, it is just like putting a hand in fire and saying, let it not be burnt. So we will have a life of continence by inverting our outgoing faculties within you to enter this very laboratory of the man body. This is the first thing. So body is the temple of God. All masters say. In the Granthi, your scientist said, do you not know that your body is the temple of God? It's God's eyes. All masters say so. So you have to enter this man body wherein you have to find him. So long as you are just given up or use those methods which concern your outgoing faculties, well, that can prepare the ground for you to know him. Those are good actions, but you cannot see him because you are seeking him amiss. So first thing is required, you just to enter within. As I explained in the evening too, in the morning, this morning, a man from the sunlight, strong sunlight, enters some house. And he enters the house, nothing is seen because he has come from very strong light. And it will take time to sit down there and then adjust with that light which is already in the room. And after a while you begin to see the things which are not perceptible or visible when you enter the room. Similarly, first you have to enter inside, we find darkness. You stay on there, whole attention is gone from outside. And even when you rise above senses, your inner eye open to see him. That very eye which is called the single eye. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If you shut the doors of the temple of the body, you will see the light of heaven. If your outgoing faculties are inverted, you find light there which already exists. You are not to create it, not to visualize it, not to put anything from inside within you. It is already there. So first teaching for the two masters of the higher orders, now I will say of the spirituality, they tell you, seek him within you, because the kingdom of God is within you. You have to enter for that purpose, this laboratory of the man body. If it is so, the question arises, why do we not see him? that very thing as I told you, because our eyes are not adjusted with the light within us. If you just continue sitting for a while, you'll find light there. The purpose is, you see, man body, you'll find the macrocosm within it. Macrocosm is in the microcosm of the man body. What is it? So in the macrocosm you have got so many planes. Physical, astrocosm, supercosm and pure spiritual planes. There are so many, what you say, there are so many mansions in the house of our Father, you see. According to these planes, we have been given by God bodies to work, to enable us to work in those planes. We have got the physical body, we are working in the physical plane. At the time of death, we have to leave this body. We have got the astral body, with the astral body we can work in the astral plane. And that is proved by the spiritualism and the spiritism. That's a side issue for the question. When you arrive at our even astral body, you have got a causal body to work in the causal plane. And still further, super causal body is there. When you shake up all these, arise above these, you enter the pure spiritual plane, which is the house of our Father. So this all thing masters tell us, well, look here, if you would like to reach the home, true home of your Father, just enter this man body. He does not ask you to stop the outer things. He says, well, make the best use of them. For instance, each religion has two aspects. One is the outer, which relates to the body and the outgoing faculties, and the other is the inner ones. Exoteric side are the esoteric side. What is the outside, which is, that is called apra, and the other is called as para. So with the apra, the exoteric side is what? How to have certain forms, outer forms of belonging to a certain religion. How to say certain prayers. How to perform certain rites and rituals. These relate to the outer body. And for that we have to read the scriptures. So they don't stop you from doing that. They say read the scriptures. Try to understand the true import of the scriptures. That can be given only by somebody who knows the way, who has got the same experiences as those masters who came in the past referred to in their scriptures. They will be able to give you the right import of what is referred to in the scriptures because they have seen it. They have had the same experience. If you want to understand those things at the intellectual level, one will differ from the other. And that is the cause of our so many schools of thought we have got before us. Truth is one. When masters came out, they gave out the same truth. So to have the, by reading scriptures, that will just create an interest in you to know God. Then by saying prayers and just performing certain rites and rituals, that you develop in you love and devotion for God. This is for meant for the preparation of the ground, good actions of course, but seeing is above all that. You may remain, you should remain in some religion in which you are, just see the other side of the teachings which they have given, which is esoteric. You see? So in that case, you are not to leave the earth religion, but you remain in the whole religion. Blessed you are, whatever step you have taken, but now you try to take the other step in time. So our Master therefore tell us why we are not able to see that light of God. Because he says we have got this different body, we are identified with the bodies. First curtain is of the physical body, iron curtain, you see. When you rise above, you see the light of God a bit. You hear the voice of God. And you just shake off the other astral body, you still more light. And also very clear and more voice of God. And like all, when you shake off all the bodies or the vestures, you might say, or the wet sheets or the coverings, you shake off one by one, you ultimately reach the true home of your Father. They say you cannot see it because you are identified with the first physical body, which is the iron curtain to be shaken off. So what is the result? We are in a grand delusion, as I told you. And being in a grand delusion, we are attached by habit, and that habit becomes nature. We go, we are attached. If we are attached to the outside things, naturally we have to return to the outside, to the places where we are attached. If we are attached to higher things, naturally we are not to return to the lower things. We go where we are attached. So for these reasons, how to shake off this delusion, I would say now. So for that reason, they tell us there is one thing, learn to die so that you may begin to live. What is meant by that? What that means? You might have seen somebody dying. What happens? We are the indweller of the man body. We are the indweller of the man body. We are not the man body. So at the time of death, the life withdraws from underneath, comes to the back of the eyes. Eyes are upturned, and doves it comes. So what happens at the time of death? The same, we have to just learn how to die, leave the body at will. And this root of saying, that those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience as when soul leaves the body on death. So, this is the only solution to come out of this delusion. This is just like coming out of a boat which is rowing down the stream, and the boat is rowing down at the same speed at which the water of the river is flowing down. Those who are identified with the boat, they say that it's all stationary. The man who comes out of the boat, he sees the boat is rowing down like water of the stream. Even if you rise above body consciousness, you see this body is changing. Learned and the unlearned both, rich and the poor, high and the low, all are under the great delusion. So that we can come out of this delusion only if we know how to die. And this is such a thing which nobody can escape. Sooner or later that overtakes us. That's the last enemy that we have to conquer. What is that? That is death. And how to conquer it? You cannot escape it. You may be child, you may be grown up man, you may be old man, you may live up to 100 years. Even then you have to leave the body. All masters, even though came in the past, they had to leave the body. And similarly, there can be no exception in our case. So, to overcome death is to know how to leave the body. The Prophet Muhammad told the same thing. He told the disciples, well, please, you have got the man's body. If you want to derive the full benefit of having the man's body, then go and learn to die. Learn to leave the body at will. He said, will such a death will lead me to the grave? He said, no. This is not such a death that will lead you to the grave, but it is a death which will lead you from darkness to light. Kabir says so. Is there any proof of that? What the Master said, whether they died or not daily? You find scriptures, there's testimony to that. Saint Paul says, I die daily. Is there any doubt? He says, he testified that I die. What is death? Leaving the body at will? We are saying, well, you will learn to die at will any number of days you like. What is that? It is withdrawing of the sensory current and the soul current from the body, coming up to the back of the eyes and transcending into the beyond. This is how we can be out of the delusion we are going in. So Master tells us, all are fast asleep in ignorance. We need somebody who has gone out of this delusion and can take us out of the delusion. He has got the competency. You know, if you can rise above your own self, above the curtain, iron curtain of this man's body, you are welcome. A blind man needs two eyes to see. But there are ways and ways to leave the body and rise into the beyond. And there's a natural way which even a child can experience it. And that's the way of the Masters. That does not involve any control of pranas. That does not involve any matter of feelings. That does not involve any emotions. And that does not involve drawing any inferences to come to some conclusion. It is a matter of pure self-analysis. Withdrawing our attention from outside and entering within this laboratory of the man's body and rise above senses. Senses end here. Eyes, nose, ears. When you rise above here, when you come at the time of death, this is what is called, learn to die so that you may begin to live. When you come along, you see this man's body is dust, made of dust. It's a cloud of earth. You'll be able to see it even. And then you can traverse into the beyond. Why we are afraid of death? For two reasons. One is, we do not know how to leave the body. You have seen at the time of death what happens? You might have seen someone very in great agony. If a man knows how to leave the body, well, there is no sting of death left. And it is the Masters who give us the very first day an experience how to leave the body. Is it not a great blessing? Further, we are afraid, not knowing after leaving the body where we shall go. And he is able to leave the body and traverse into the vision. And this is a great blessing. If you come across with some real saints, now I can add word real, our true Master, he will give you this very experience, the very first day of initiation. And these things are also further explained. You remember Christ said, what you except ye be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. then again come over there, what they say, you cannot, kingdom of God cannot be had by observation. That means the same thing. That means the same thing as learn to die so that you may begin to live. Just rising into view. From the body and enter into the beyond, that is what is meant by a reborn. Except you be reborn, you born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. First birth we have got this flesh, birth in the flesh. And this is the reborn, to be born again into the beyond. And the Nicodemus came up and said, Lord, I'm an old man, how can I enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? You know what the intellectuals do? Some people say it is only just following some principles in life. That's only change of mode of your life, and not that the least, I tell you. You can experience surprising about body consciousness. If you meet somebody who is competent in that way, and who is competent, is it the Son of Man? Not the least. God resides in every heart. Where that God residing in every heart is manifest, the God in him has the competency to raise the soul from the bondage of mind and outgoing faculties into the beyond. And you testify that you are risen above body force. You have forgotten your body. So this is what is done. Then again, he said, you must be reborn. And this very custom was also amongst the Hindus, in the rishis of the old. And all of the masters also say that. You must be born in Bible to you, you must be born in Christ. You must be born in the Guru or the Master. Other masters say it like that. And what is that birth? That is birth into the beyond, where the teachings of the masters commence, where the world philosophies end, their religion starts. This is where the teachings of the ABC of the mystics starts, you see, when you rise above body consciousness. That is why they see all the world over from the level of man or level of the embodied soul. They think all are children of God, all are embodied souls. They are stuck fast in the outgoing faculties, into the pleasures of the world around, and they are so much so that they have forgotten themselves. So what was the custom amongst the rishis of the old? They used to just collect the children of 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. They used to make them twice born. Here it is reborn, there it is said twice born. One birth is of the flesh, in the flesh, and the twice born is born into the beyond. What they used to do, they were competent to give them an experience how to rise up body consciousness. Where children are no more nearer to God. That is why Christ said, be like little children. Suffer little children to come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Their attention is not too much diffused into the world. It is easier for them to step up. So they gave an experience to rise above body consciousness, to be twice born, and open the inner eye to see the light of God. And they gave them Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra means rise of a body consciousness and open the inner eye to see the light of God, which compares to red sun rising. Accept that light within you. Now the custom remains the same. But what happens? They are not competent to give them experience of to be reborn, not to be twice born. Cannot they open their inner eye to see the light of God? That inner eye, when becomes single, that eye becomes single when you rise above body consciousness, rise up even above the senses of sight through the eye, you rise above it. And then you naturally see the light of God. This is when, what is meant by to be reborn or learn to die so that you may begin. This has been borne out by all masters in the scriptures. When you open the inner eye, you testify that you see the light of God. And this, all this is within you. There was a king by name Jamshed in India, amongst the Mohammedan rulers. He made one cup in which when you see, you could see all things of this world, physical world. Well, this is a cup upturned over your head. This is such a cup, if you just learn to direct your attention to the certain centers of the brain. There are two parts of it, one is white, the other is gray. The white centers have got their own correspondence to the spiritual planes, and the gray ones have the lower three planes. So if you know to adjust, you can see the things of this world, and of the astral world, and the super, and the carnal world, and the super carnal, and even the pure spiritual plane. So great possibilities await within us, but pity it is we do not know what it is. God says in the Mohammedan scriptures, I am a hidden treasure within you. And but when a very valuable thing is kept, that is put in one casket, then into another casket, then to another so many caskets. When you shake off the physical body, you have a glimpse of that. When you shake off the other one, you have still more experience of that. Unless all are shaken off, you have the full expression of it. So all masters tell us, well, look here, very strange thing. You are after God, you reside in this body, and the God which is keeping you in the body, that also resides in this body. And pity it is that the two brothers do not talk with each other. Why? Our soul is just diffused into the world through the outgoing faculty. Another master gives an example that the soul and God are both lying in the same bed, and the soul is under the control of mind and outgoing faculties. And the attention is just engrossed in the outward things, so much so identified with them that he's forgotten his own self. He's awake from outside and asleep within. And the God is awaiting for her to just when it opens the eyes. These are something to show that God is nearest. So much near that nobody else is so near as God is, because that is the controlling power of our souls in the body. So for that reason they say, very strange thing, the reason you are, asleep within. Take another example. There is a house. It is all dark. And with all that, you are asleep. Very fast asleep. Any robber can enter the room and take away anything like. If you are awake, and they also there's a light in the room, does any robber dare to enter that room? I don't say. This is some example to show. Body is the true temple of God. You are fast asleep at the level of the outgoing faculties from within. You are awake outside. And moreover, there is darkness. We are just robbed away by the five passions. of lust, anger, greed, and so on. For if a man awakens within, he can save his own everything in the house. He can save himself too. But if he is not awake, that is why we are just dragged away, sometimes by lust, sometimes by anger, sometimes by greed, and so on. They say that is the reason why you cannot reach. Your attention is robbed away by the outer passions through the outgoing passions. Now, how to enter the body? That's the point. They gave an example. There's a house locked up, and the key, the owner of the house has given to an agent. Now, if you want to enter the house, what will you have to do? You will have to do. Just go to the agent and ask him, I want this house to enter in. If he comes, just unlock the door and you enter the room. This is an example to show how you can enter any house which is locked up. And you have to go for that purpose to the man who got the key of that house. Yeah. This body is the temple of God, the true house made by God. Owner is God Himself. And the agent is one in whose man pole that God power is manifest. He has got the key to open this door, unlock the door, you see. References we find in scriptures in so many ways. They say our eyes are sealed and our ears are sealed. That is why we cannot see the light of God, we cannot hear the voice of God. And Master is one who breaks the seals on the eyes and breaks the seal on the eyes, ears. You begin to see and you begin to hear. Before you go to Him, excuse me, we are blind. As defined by Guru Nanak, a blind man is one not that who has got no eyes on the face, but his inner eye, which is called the singular, the third eye, is closed. Truly speaking, he is blind. We see outside, we see darkness today. If our inner eye opens, we begin to see the light of God. And when we return from the Master after His initiation, we are no more blind when we say we see the light of God. Similarly, when we go to the Master, He breaks the seal of the ears and we begin to hear. Before going, we are deaf. When we come back, we are not deaf. That is why Christ referred to His disciples, blessed are you, for you see things what the old prophets and the righteous men could not see. You are blessed, for you hear things what the old prophets and righteous men could not hear. So there is something to be seen, something to be heard. What is to be seen? God is light. What is to be heard? The sound principle, the music of the spheres. And this has been referred to by almost all masters who came in the past. Now, if you want to enter the house, as I told you, there is no other alternative but to go to somebody who has got the key of the door. Similarly, if you want to enter this house of God, it is made by God, you see. God does not reside in temples made by the hands of man. God resides in the temples made by God, you see. And these bodies are the temples of God, in which God resides and you also reside. Outer holy places of worship, our temples, churches, mosques, all are the made models made after the image of man's body. They are dome shaped, all Hindu temples. They are cross shaped, are nose shaped, all churches. They are forehead shaped, all mosques. Forehead shaped. What do you find symbols there? They keep a candle of light burning there. They keep a bell ringing there. Some sort of sound and light principle are kept as symbols to show that such like light and such like sound is within the true temple of God, which is your body that you are carrying. May your God, by the grace of God, the golden opportunity to find Him therein. So long as their practical masters, they show that such like light is within you, they could give you an experience how to withdraw from outside with little attention of Him, as I told in the beginning, that our soul have great power. As the burning rays of sun do not burn you, but if they are passed through a convex lens, they put to fire anything you put the other side. Similarly, for attention which is diffused in the world, that is withdrawn and passed, come to the place, to the seat of the soul, well, it has a very great power. If God could create the whole universe and so many universes with little lack thought of His, can't we raise even one country? And when that soul becomes the mouthpiece of God, how powerful it is. Any switch which is in contact with the powerhouse, that powerhouse is at the back of the switch. Switch appears to be small, but powerhouse is great, you see. So, it means to say at the pole where that God power is manifest, and the soul has become one with that, the mouthpiece of that, that has got great power, that can work wonders, and such a man is called Master. And he gives you what? He says, well, look here, there's no other way to rise above body consciousness. There's only one way. If you come to somebody who just leaves the body at will and gives us an experience how to rise above body consciousness, who is reborn into the beyond daily and can give us an experience to reborn, whose inner eye is open, his eye has become single, and sees the light of God and helps us to see the light of God, and the receiving member bears testimony that there is light. There is the voice of God, music of His spheres, reverberating within us, then what more proof is required? Now this thing, how can that happen? So it is only through the grace of God alone. Who can know God? On whom grace of God descends? And on whom it descends? There's food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Oxygen comes to health when the fire burns. Any heart which is hungering after God, God within us sees this child is after me. What does he do? He simply brings in contact with somewhere where he is manifest. Who is his mouthpiece. The God in him has the power to raise the souls of others, to rise above body consciousness, open the inner eye to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. So, when you meet such people, you begin to see light, you become not blind but an eyed man. Now you close your eyes, you see darkness, you can see outside, then you learn the way, as I explained to you, at the feet of somebody who is competent, You see light outside, when you close eyes, still you see light. Now we hear the outer music. When you are initiated by a master of the higher order, you when close your ears, still you hear the music of the spheres. That's the difference. Now you hear outer legs, you walk. With your hands you walk. When your eyes, you withdraw from outside your body, astral body, you can also traverse into the beyond without these outer legs. You can work without your outer arms and hands. This is the experience what is given by masters. Our ministers in all regions, these religions are made with very noble purpose of knowing oneself and knowing God. They are our schools of thought. So long as they are practical people, that truth continued, that already exists in our scriptures. But for want of practical people, this ministership in all religions has become a profession. They simply give you the first step that's also needed with due deference, but that is only meant for the preparation of the ground, make the best use of it. The other step that you have to take is to rise above body consciousness, open the inner eye and see the light of God. And you know what the definition of a true Christian is given? He is a true Christian who sees the light of God. And that very definition given as a true Khalsa or the Sikh, who sees the light of God. Similar definition has been given by the Mohammedan scriptures. He is a true Mohammedan who sees the light of God. That's it. You refer to all of the masters. They all refer to it, to these very two things. God absolute cannot be seen. When it came into expression that God, there was vibration and there was action, action resulted in two things, light and sound. So if you contact that light and sound, which can be contacted only when you rise of physical body, then if you come in contact, they will lead you where, from the place from where it emanated. This is direct way back to God. Where spirituality or true religion is no psychology. Psychology works at the level of the intellect. There is a subject and there is an object. Hypothesis is there. But this is what is called the work of the mystics. That knows no duality, but direct contact with the God into expression power, with the light and sound principle that takes you where? To the place from where they emanated to the absolute God, the worldless state of God, or the nameless state of God. So these things you can contact only when you rise above body consciousness and you own yourself, you testify that it is so. It is no use of telling all that you go on doing things, it will come of itself in due course. Well, this is sort of closed religion. Masters don't give us such a religion, they give us the true religion of opening. You see, on cash, not on credit. You are not to wait till after death, or even go on doing it, that will come of itself. But such a master is competent to give you some experience to start with the very day of initiation. He helps you outside and he is competent to help you even into the beyond. That's what is called a master, you see. So, if at all you have to find God, what have you to do? we have to just enter this Nirvana Chariyati mind, man, body, which is the true temple of God. And this is, I think, a religion which is one for all. And natural, there are ways and ways, as I told you, to rise above body consciousness. There are so many yogas and so many other systems which pertain to the physical body, our emotions, our feelings, our drawing inferences. And this is something of seeing, giving you contact with the reality itself. And for that, you have that very power which is the cause of all creation, that is called world, or nama shabda. In the beginning was the world, and world was God, and world was with God, and world was God, and the whole creation came into being. The God absolute and the God in action are not two things. As sun and the rays of the sun are not two things, similarly God in action is an expression of God absolute. And that has two aspects, the light and also what you say, it is the sound principle. When you come across that, naturally you see the light of God and the wise one. And all masters, if you just refer to it, Socrates referred to it, he heard a peculiar sound which took him into a new world altogether. Plato refers to it as music of the spheres. And Pythagoras, he says, it is the music of all harmonies and truth clothed in light. You see, they are referred to that light and sound. If you go to Zoroaster, he had to say the same thing. What the fathers do, they keep fire burning all around, 24 hours of the day and night, and they kept it in their homes, their fathers. And they call Srosha. The whole world came into expression by Srosha. Well, all other masters have to say, in the Veda you find the Shruti Maharaj, you see, Shruti Maharaj and Simrati. So there's the way of the light, Jyoti and Shruti. Jyoti means light, Shruti means hearing. Even the Buddha was the follower of this. Towards the end of his life, he called for all his disciples and asked them, how do you attain to golden samadhi? Each one explained, and what, when he sums up, he says, that the coming generations know that hearing is the only way back to golden samadhi. Now, hearing is a very easy thing, you have not to exert, you see. Even a child can see light and hear the voice of God, because they are. Our attention is not diffused so much as we grow old in years. So that is why it is said, Christ says, suffer little children to come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of God. The more diffused our attention is, the more difficult it is for us to rise above body consciousness, or die while alive, or be reborn. And only when we die, we rise above body consciousness, only then our single eye opens and we see the light of God and hear the voice of God. This is the mystery of the whole show, as given by all masters. So that is why, as I told you in the evening too, there are two ways. One is way of the outward expression, which appears to vary. Beautiful, very enchanting, all glory outside is of good scenery, beauty and music. The attention which is engrossed in that, naturally you'll find, cannot be taken away from our sight unless it has some more beautiful, more beauty and more enchanting music inside. So Master, when we have a taste of that inner music and the inner beauty, all glory and beauty lies within you, naturally that is more sweet, more enchanting, more blissful, as compared to that the outward things appear very insignificant. Now we do not dare, and our mind does not want to leave the outer things because we find some pleasure there, and that pleasure is also due to the soul, which is all bliss. That is only when that is identified with the outward things that sees that joy or happiness which is her own. So when we now have that glory and beauty within, when we have doubt of that, we won't like to come out. So remain where you are, that makes no difference. But if you can solve this mystery of life your own self, blessed you are. If not, the question arises. If your ministers can help you, the better. If they cannot help you in this way, go and ask them. You find it almost ministry in all religions. Mostly of them, they are forgotten. And the president of the World Fellowship of Religions have contact with most of the leaders of the religions. When I ask them, they know little or nothing about the other way. They know much about the outer thing, how to sing, how to say prayers, how to have the outer forms, how to perform one rite or the other. But when you ask them about this thing, they refer to it, but they have got no experience. When I was in service, I had a Christian superintendent under me. I asked him, I was at Lahore, now in Pakistan, you see. The bishop of that place was considered to be very much advanced. I asked the superintendent, who was a Christian, go and ask what your faith, the bishop, what does this bell ringing stand for? That's a symbol in the churches, also in other places of worship. He went and asked him and said, this bell ringing only is meant to call men together. And in the Hindu temples, whoever enters, he himself rings the bell. In all other places, once you go to the Sikh temples, they have the light, and they have also, when the prayer is over, they beat the drum. Go and ask them, they don't know. Symbol is there. You go to the churches, ask the Buddhists. You find candle of light there, and two drums are kept there. When they pray, they beat the drum. They light the candle. Well, symbols are there. What they stand for, they do not know. But it does not mean the teachings are not there. There may be, if there are any. There are few, of course, even in the past, even now there are few. There may be. We must go and ask one dear friend, tell us what to do. I was flying in a plane from Chicago when I came in 1955 to California. I was flying in the plane. I was in this very desk, and the people were coming up to me out of curiosity. Well, give your autograph. I did give them. An old lady came up to me. She said, write something and then give autograph. I wrote, it is better to enter the world with one eye. Signed, and gave it to her. She read it. She was wondering. It is better to enter the world with one eye rather than two. Her son was a bishop, flying in the same plane. She took that to him. And he said, well, it is a saying of the Bible, but I do not know what it is. So I mean to say, I do not mean only the Christians, all others, ministers, that has become practically a profession. Excuse me if I say. They said they are all, whatever good they are giving, we must make the best use of them. But that is not the end all. We must begin to see too. Seeing is above all. This is what I found by parallel study of religions and coming in contact with the ministers of practically almost all religions, and also by sitting at the feet of my master in India at whose feet I learnt this practically and authorized by him to carry on this very thing. I find the same truths is working in all teachings of the masters who came in the past. So we have respect for all. Here you might ask what religion it is that I am preaching. Well, I am advocating no religion, excuse me. I belong to one religion, Sikh, you belong to Christian, the other to Mohammedans. Remain where you are. I would only say we have taken the first step. Blessed we are. We must now take the other step of rising above body consciousness, to be reborn, to be twice born, to rise above body consciousness, to learn to die so that you may begin to live. We have cared little or nothing for that, and for want of practical people, these things are there. They form the part of our scriptures, but they are handed down from posterity to posterity, enshrouded in the pages of our scriptures. We can have the right import thereof only if we sit at the feet of somebody who knows the way, who has got that experience. He can and is competent to give that experience. And who? Not the Son of Man, but the manifested God is in us. Well, I was here yesterday, today. I have given 4 talks, one in continuation of the other. Those who have attended, I think they might have grasped the theory as given by the masters. You may calmly consider over that, how it appeals to you, how far you have progressed on the way. Well, the more you progress, the better. My best wishes are with you. May the grace of God be also in you.